Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WRIJHT200 to win $200 when you bet 10 bucks on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball, trademark used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Looking for better paying work? Millennium Search can get you started immediately in Byhalia, Mississippi. General warehouse and forklift operator positions available, starting between $15 and $18 per hour. Call 662-985-6690 or apply at jobswiththebest.com. Go with the best today and start earning more tomorrow.
There are few rites of spring more satisfying than the annual deep clean, but many homeowners fail to include their air conditioning system in this ritual. There are a lot of low-priced tune-up offers out there, but your air conditioning system is a big investment, so be sure you're trusting its maintenance to professionals, like Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Since 1970, we've been providing quality service at reasonable prices. Call us to schedule your precision air conditioning tune-up today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even wanna stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hope everybody had a pleasant weekend. I know I did. Hopefully you all did with the family. We look to the left, an old pleasant face riding again with the show. We got Bennett Doyle in the house, assistant program director. Bennett Doyle, make sure you get it right. As we ride on through, John, these NBA Finals, Game 2 in the books now, and it is what we thought it would be. It's 1-1 on what you thought it would be. I did think Golden State would go up 2-0. They did not. They did, however, win last night, took care of business, I suppose, in that four. If they closed it out this time, 107-88, we will get all into that. What it means is that series shifts back to Boston, another three games in between. And then we got another brother gone, officially. I think we knew this, but there's been a report. Rasheed Wallace going to turn up. It just won't be as an assistant at the University of Memphis, John. That became official today. Rasheed Wallace joining the Lakers and Darvin Ham. Congratulations.
How about that?
Right.
How about Rasheed Wallace on staff there with LeBron James? That's kind of fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
It's a fascinating staff that Darvin's putting together there. Yeah, we do have a lot to break down here on the show today. As you mentioned, Game 2 in the books, ass kicking. looked a lot like game one, except for the whole collapsing in the fourth quarter thing.
That's the fourth quarter was different.
They extended that lead there going into the fourth quarter this time as opposed to blowing it. I guess they ended up cutting it a little bit there at the end, but you get what I'm saying. They did not let the Celtics back into that one last night, Golden State. And so they are now tied at two apiece, or one apiece, and they got some momentum, it feels like, going into TD Garden in Boston. We'll break that down so far according to script, as far as I'm concerned. Where does this leave the series? We'll get into that today here on the show. We got some respect burgers we'll hand out, and we'll continue to break down everything that's going on in the world of sports. So that is the show today. Bennett is here, as you mentioned. Happy to have him here, and he's going to help us get through.
Blessed.
Cap or no cap?
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now it's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
Or no cap.
I'm going to say that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
All right, here we go. This is my first cap or no cap.
So yeah, so if you stumble a little bit, it's to be expected because it's a big time segment and it's intimidating.
So far, so good.
Okay, let's try this. The NBA is afraid of Draymond Green. Cap or no cap?
There you go. There you go.
Yes, yes, good job.
All right. Well, I was waiting on that second piece, but yes, you start, man, because I think we might come down differently here.
The NBA is afraid of Draymond Green. That is no cap.
That's what Brevin Knight, by the way, tweeted last night.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think he tweeted some variation of, like, the league is afraid of.
Well, I think Steve Javy, wasn't it? Isn't that the official they go to in terms of the asking what would you do?
Yeah, he said, Brevin said the league is freaking scared of Draymond Green.
I think he confirmed it last night when they asked him, and it might have been, I think it was a Mark Jackson question to Javy. Was about, does that first technical foul, which Draymond already had, matter in terms of assessing whether or not he should be given a second one? And obviously there was that skirmish with Jaylen Brown there where he gets back up. First he lays his feet across Jaylen Brown's shoulders, essentially, at his neck. Jaylen Brown gets up quick because he doesn't like it. Draymond then gets up, proceeds to grab Jaylen Brown's shorts. They're asking, does that event, that altercation really wasn't one. They broke it up beforehand. Did that deserve a technical? And did the first one matter? And Javy said that the first one does. And I think that's where this stemmed from. I don't know if that's exactly when Brevin tweeted, but I think that's exactly when I felt like, come on. Because why should you give someone more leash, right? Especially if they've got a reputation coming into the game, which Draymond clearly already did. Why should they get more leash after they've got one? I thought it was confirmation of what we all sort of suspected. Like, the NBA lets Draymond be the troll that he was able to be very successfully last night. Well, they allow him to do it.
In some ways, I think this is a nuanced conversation. One, because I think there is an element of that. Like, he'll get a call, right? And we've seen this a million times. He'll get called for a foul, and he'll start, like, galloping around the court. Right, and he'll start making like all these histrionics and all
100%. And if Jaren Jackson did that, he's getting whistled if he runs around the court. Yes. Hell, he'll get both of them.
So I do think there is an element of that to this. But I also would argue back. He did get thrown out of game one in Memphis, right? He did get thrown out of that game where his reputation preceded him and hurt him there.
As he should have.
Well, yeah.
That was two hits on Brandon Clark. I'll stick by that.
And I would also argue that not as much in game two, but certainly in game one. They don't give Draymond very many calls historically. Now, last night he got more than he did in game one, but he can get mauled down there and hit the floor and, you know, where other players would just get the call. They tend to let them play with Draymond when he's on the offensive end. And he does get whistled for fouls typically more on average defensively than the average player, does he not?
You're saying because Draymond gets fouled on the other end, he should be allowed with the behavior that he's allowed, that the NBA allows him to get away with?
I'm saying he doesn't get, he's not a superstar, right? But he doesn't get these. If they were afraid of him, he would get more calls than he does.
Well, he's not an offensive player, so there's not a ton of calls for him to get on that end, if you know what I mean. He's not going to the basket a ton or drawing attention in the form of going to the basket, drawing fouls. That's this idea that because he doesn't get him down there, it's why you let him. No. This is a guy who has a reputation that I suppose what they're telling themselves is we've got to let Draymond play his game.
Right.
Well, what Draymond's game is trolling. And in some case, John, because it's not just
running through Grant Williams. Did you see that? Put him on the floor.
Yeah.
That's what he got the first one.
And he got a technical for that.
That's where he got the first one. And that was warranted. It's also the little pushes, right, of guys when they're up in the air. It's what he did to Brandon. Like, at some point, right, are we waiting on someone to get hurt? There has to be a line. And if he crosses it, you should call it out whether he's got the first tech or not, is my point.
I think the other thing, too, as far as, like, being scared, like, yes, scared to make the call, but also, like, I think just fear of just him himself. Like, dude, these dudes let him breathe, like, in, like, his, Draymond is, like, breathing inside the ref's mouth. Like, they could probably taste his breath on all these possessions. It's crazy.
I know they
to
can
me.
Smell his beard.
So it's not, yeah. so is it fear, though? Is that what this is about? Is it rooted in fear? Right? Because that's the initial question.
Again, I say no cap because that's the way we've got it phrased. Well, whatever you want to call it, they allow him to get away with stuff that he should not.
Yeah, I think
last night it was confirmed when Javi says, yeah, that first tech matters in terms of whether or not you give him the second one, which is obviously the one that's going to get him tossed out.
Yeah.
In this case, he was saying.
But do you think that was worthy of a technical foul, that exchange?
Man, you can get him for the pulling down of Jalen. Listen. If I'm Jalen, I continue to escalate. That point's been brought up. He didn't have a technical foul at that point. Let Draymond get to the edge. These folks are saying you got to play him back that way. You can't just let him do it to you. He said this after game one, that we got to set the tone. They got to feel me, okay? You're coming out and letting him do it. If you let him play his game and don't push it back at him up to the line, brother, they're going to let him get away with it all night long. So, John, we can go back and forth on whether or not he should have got one right there.
I don't think that was a technical foul worthy for either of those guys, given where it ended, right? I mean, it was just like it was a hard foul, guys on top of him. Like, you could give a technical foul out to every damn foul, and if that's the case.
I'm going to say, we're just going to continue to let him get away with whatever after he's got the first one until he hurts somebody?
Well, that's what Grizz fans do with Dylan. Y'all just say, you know, he's Dylan.
My whole point is I think we see it here. Here's the other reason why. When Jaren whines, Bennett mentioned this before the show, he's absolutely right. When he says something, mumbles something, he's getting it. If he does the hand wave, he'll get one. It's like they're trying to teach Jaren a lesson, whereas Draymond's already graduated. He's that guy. Let's give it to him. And, oh, by the way, we better give him a long
leash. Well, isn't there also a respect level, though, for Draymond being a veteran, being a multiple-time champion, that, yes, he does happen to be very chippy, always walks up to the line,
yeah.
But he gets
that
respect.
What I'll say, he's that guy you love to have, because I tell you what, I had one in just in terms of as a fan and Dennis Rodman.
Exactly.
So I can play this the other way, where I would have appreciated Javi's approach. But I just didn't say Van Gundy doubling down on it and saying, that's elite officiating. That's elite because you don't throw Draymond out in a situation where you think because he's got the first tech, now you're not even going to come close to considering whether he should get the second one. I just thought that was ridiculous. Either way.
Yeah, I don't know if it's – look, I think Draymond gets a longer leash? Yes. No
one
question about that.
It's one he should not get.
Is it about fear? I don't think it's about fear. I think it might be more
– Well, you're going literal sense here, so you'll look good saying cap.
It's
just
not about
you
me looking
go literal.
Good. I mean, I think it's more of a respect, like –
You literal like Idris Elba booking.com or whatever it is.
You've been in the league for 12 years. You know, you're still doing it at a high level. Yeah, we're going to let you get away with more than we're going to let Jaren Jackson get away.
What happens when one of those feet, he's always kicking those legs out, and now you're like cool with it.
Can I ask you a question?
One of those feet hits a guy in the head or the midsection.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think Christian Wood and Draymond Green are going to get the same call? Like, do you think they're going to be officiated the same? I'm just using those two as an example.
No, he is officiated separately from anyone else, John. That's what I'm saying. That's wrong. That in itself is wrong. Should not be separated differently, should not be officiated differently than he is others.
But do you think Draymond
and others are?
But you're saying just in terms of not necessarily.
Why do we allow him to troll?
Not the calls he gets, but maybe what's not called on him is where you're coming from there.
Mm-hmm. Because what he is allowed to get with. It's very simple.
He doesn't get fouls undeservedly, right? He doesn't get to the free throw line most times. Like, he's got to basically be murdered in a grisly fashion.
I did not know I was going to be coming in here talking to Draymond Green's lawyer today.
I'm just saying.
What is going on here?
I figured
we'd all pretty much be on the same page with this one, considering the Grizzlies' history with him. Hell, what we just saw him do to Brandon Clark.
But I'm saying,
what are we talking
though,
about?
Draymond Green has to be murdered in grisly fashion to get to the foul line,
Look, see if you agree with me.
it changed Brandon Clark for the rest of the series, man. What he did to him, that physical move hitting him twice like that, Brandon was not the same the rest of the way. The league allows him to play like that, take guys out, being extra rough with them. It shouldn't be different for him, is all I'm saying.
That's fair. I just do think
just because he's won what, like, three titles.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think my guess is he gets a longer leash because he's a vet and a champ.
Because let me tell you the bottom line: if he didn't have Steph and he didn't have KD and Klay, he wouldn't have any titles. Got it?
Yes.
It's not because of Draymond they got him.
Agreed. Okay?
Who he was on the team with.
Although he is a big piece of that. But I'm with you. Yes, Steph is.
Now, you're not with me. You with Draymond, and you've drawn the line today. I'm ready to move on. I can't believe you today.
I'm just saying it ain't.
This man worked for Draymond.
It's just he gets a credibility whistle.
I heard you love his podcast, don't you?
I appreciate Draymond Green.
He's turning on us, y'all.
No,
but see, I think we're seeing it every day.
I appreciate Draymond Green. That's
what
all I'm saying.
In the world?
For the podcast, where wow. It's like his thoughts. Like,
you agree with me, the league lets him get away with too much.
Agreed.
If we phrase the question, the cap or no cap,
I don't think you would say
no cap.
Like last night,
what I'm saying.
You're not saying he should have been thrown out, though, are you?
I'm saying at some point it's deserved.
Was not last night.
Again, he pulled Jalen's pants. Hey, you can call it right there. If that was his first tech, they would have called it right there.
That was a nothing burger.
And Jalen should have played up some more. He should have gotten his face so you get that second one on him.
He was not ejected
Boston's
last night.
Boston's got to go right back at him.
He should not have been ejected last night.
I thought Grant Williams did a great job of going right back at him.
Yeah.
Got that first one. That's the way you got
to
play.
Williams is all he wants to be is Draymond Green. Like, he's Diet Draymond Green. That's what Grant Williams is.
No, Grant Williams should be able to take on whatever techs he can if it's in the process of getting Draymond Green thrown out of a game. Because
yeah.
I'm telling you right now, setting that tone helped Boston win last night.
Helped
Golden State win last night.
I'll tell you this right now. This side of the glass is definitely the Draymond Green fan club, buddy.
Well, he appreciates you.
Absolutely. Is he allowed to get away with more than the average NBA player? Not even a question.
All right, this series is Golden State's to lose, cap or no cap?
There's no cap. We came in here on, what was it, Friday? And, you know, a lot of people were overreacting. A lot of people were losing their minds about the collapse and how Boston looked. And I would remind you now that after eight quarters, Golden State has won five of them. And it looked a lot like game one through three. Last night, and the difference is they didn't blow a fourth quarter lead historically.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference right now. Golden State's a better team. They're the better team. They're the more experienced team. They're the team with a championship pedigree. Steph Curry is the best player in this series. That's a fact. Now, Jason Tatum's going to have some nights, but Steph Curry is the most proven best player in this series. Golden State's winning the championship. Now, listen. Boston's going to split at home. That's what they do. I don't know if it'll be game three or game four. They're going to win a game. And this is going to come back to Golden State tied at two apiece. It's a seven-game series. Like that, it looks like that. Boston has talent, but what did we talk about? We talked about how things that took place in game one were going to be very difficult to duplicate in game two. Look at Al Horford and Marcus Smart specifically. Marcus Smart shot 60% from three in game one. Guy had 4 points last night. Al Horford, 6 of 8 from three. Had two last night. Couldn't even score over Steph in the post. You know, these are things that you can have these supernova moments. You can have these out-of-body experiences, which is what had to happen for Boston to win that game and for Golden State to lose it, quite honestly. Both teams had to cooperate. But I thought what we saw last night was more true and more real than the fourth quarter of game one. I mean, Jordan Poole started making some shots. Gary Payton came into the game, made a difference defensively, right? Steph Curry's doing what Steph does. Klay hit a couple threes. Draymond being Draymond. And quite honestly, like, you look around at the Boston roster, and it's Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but who else, right? Who else can I count on? Who else can I rely on this Boston team? And I don't know. I think game to game, that answer is going to change. It's not going to be Marcus Smart, as we know. I mean, he can disappear. Al Horford's 36 years old. They're throwing lobs to him. And they don't know what they're doing out there half the time. They're going to look better in Boston. They're going to win a game. Like I said, I'm not trying to write the Boston Celtics off. They're a very good team. but this is, in fact, Golden State series to lose. And what Boston has done, and I think this is a dangerous thing for them to do, they not only lost last night, but they lost in decisive fashion, really allowing Golden State, to me, to feel like they can win game three. Like, they're rolling in with some real – that was not a hard-fought game. Boston basically laid down. They put their bench guys in with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure feeling like they'd stolen home court.
There was no way to come back and win that game. Mission accomplished in that sense. But what I would tell you is that what Golden State has done historically throughout the playoffs is they have snatched home court right back at the first opportunity. They did it against Denver, they did it against the Grizzlies, and they did it in the last series. They take home court as soon as they possibly can. I think Boston's in a very treacherous position here. Again, I said Warriors in seven before this series started. I still feel that way. But I think if you're Golden State, you have to feel amazing about where you are today.
It is Golden State's to lose. I had Golden State in six, I think, after game one, sort of leaned toward, still got Golden State, but this will go seven. And I'm not coming off, you know, Golden State winning this series in terms of my pick. I do think it's closer than you would suggest, or at least that you suggested it sounded like from your tone. There's no way Al Horford and Marcus Smart are combining to be that bad and that ineffective to where they get 6 points. Is actually Smart finished with two. He's 1 of 6, 0 of 3 from three. There's no way they play that poorly. If they do, John, it's over.
It might be a five-game series if they play that bad.
But I can't – I mean, we're both on the side of Golden State here, so I agree with just about everything you said. I do think Boston's way is not turning the ball over 18 times and giving Golden State easy buckets. 33 points Golden State turned turnovers into last night. And you cannot be that generous, in this case, that reckless with the ball. And Jason Tatum and Brown have had issues with that, have had problems with that. But this all boils down to they've got to get more out of their starters. Again, you got three starters combining for 6 points. You're not going to beat any team, much less Golden State, that had to win last night. Let's be real. They had to win. They had to throw that shot back last night.
No choice.
Again, I would tell you, too, the way Draymond Green is allowed to play leads to a lot of that. Leads to a lot of that feeling good, John.
Yep.
If he's officiated like that in Boston, you better believe Golden State's going to feel real good the rest of the way in this series. So I'm with you that they've got, even though they've lost home court, you feel a little bit of momentum on their side and that they will jump on Boston here, whether it's game three or four.
Well,
I just feel like we're headed for 2-2 either way.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
Whichever game it is.
I would tell you that I do think Golden State wins game three. I know we have a lot of trends sort of clashing here. Boston, obviously, off a loss, unbeatable. They're like Superman when they're off a loss.
6-0.
But I believe Golden State's undefeated in their first road games, right, in these playoffs. So you have some trends clashing here. One thing that I would be concerned about on the Boston side is Robert Williams okay? Because he took that bump there.
Marcus Smart fell into his knee, basically.
And he only played 14 minutes last night. When he was out, like, he really is such a force inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that Wiggins was trying to put back in.
Oh,
like,
he swats stuff.
He is a great player defensively.
Two blocks in the 14 minutes he was able to play.
Yes. So, I mean, that's the kind of – and, like, it's not a stat that shows up. But he's just like a guy who discourages you.
Oh, he changes shots in there.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it.
Like, you're not.
But they also know he's not healthy, too.
Right. And I don't think that bump last night helped matters whatsoever. If Robert Williams is not healthy, Golden State can win this series in five.
Well, he's not healthy. I still don't think they're winning five.
Yeah, I mean, I said Warriors in seven to start, and I'll go with that because Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are good enough to win a game at home, and we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, I mean, I think it's lining up, and I think Golden State is going into game three feeling really good. Like, that, what did they say after game one? They said, look, we're not going to change anything. We're not panicking. We're fine.
But it sounds like even though you expected 1-1, that you're leaning back toward me that I'm going to end up being right, Golden State in six, the way you're talking about how they're in such control of this series.
Well, I think how different would we be talking about this series right now if Golden State does not blow a lead historically in the fourth quarter? That's what it took. That's what it took right now. Because I have eight quarters to look at, right, so far. That's my sample size.
Mm-hmm.
the overwhelming majority of those quarters, Golden State's been the better team.
Well, just because they've dominated in the third quarter.
Yes, third quarter.
You pointed me out. Boston led at the half right of game one, right? Yep. It was that third quarter they'd go. It's the third quarter that's killed Boston, except they survived game one because of the historic fourth.
Yeah, so it could be six. It could be. I really do. I mean, that's why, you know, and I do think this, like, Gary Payton made a difference last night, right? He hit a couple big threes, was good defensively. Like, I like what he brought to the table. Andre Iguodala's not out there. His old ass is on the bench coaching, which is where he needs to be, right? Well, so those minutes go to Gary Payton instead of Iguodala.
Yeah, I was going to say give Wiggins credit on Tatum. Like, Tatum started hot and everything else, but they cooled him off later on. He's going to have to be he's going to have to continue to be aggressive the entire game.
Yes.
It has to be great Jason Tatum in the finals. Otherwise, you know, you're not winning. This will be Golden State in five or six if it's not.
My question to you is, what's the median? Because we've seen some very extreme performances from some key players.
Well, that's
series.
It is you expect a reversion back to it, right?
Right.
From Horford and Smart and those guys.
And then Jordan Poole was atrocious in game one, but last night was throwing it into the ocean. What's the median?
What do you have, 17?
Yeah. What's the median for these teams? Who's better at the median? Would you say Golden State? I would say Golden State. I think it's close. I think it's very close.
I mean, you're looking up and down this thing, and it's Steph, man. It's the same thing I said after game one, is somebody's going to have to step it. And you said Clay hit a couple threes. Man, was 1 of 8 from three. He was 4 of 19.
Well,
scored 11 points.
He hit one big one. It felt like three, honestly.
One big one that he looked over to the crowd and basically said, thank God, one dropped for me.
It is crazy how bad he is now.
Well, I mean, they get 12 from Looney, which is big because he goes 6 for 6, but they needed it because Clay wasn't that good. You get the 17 you pointed out from Poole, and that's going to be enough against a Boston team whose starting lineup's getting three of them are combining for 6 points, so it's enough. But I would still tell you, there's room for them on that side. They've got to be – there's guys there that have got to be better, including, you know, Klay Thompson, including Wiggins. He only had 11 last night. He was 4 of 12. But, I think to your question, I still like Golden State. I'm not coming off that. Why would I pick Boston at this point? Anything in terms of reversion to the median, whatever it is.
Bennett had Boston 7. You correct?
Yes.
There is absolutely.
And he should still feel great about
that. There is no way Boston's winning a game 7. It's not happening. There's just no way. Like, if Boston wants to win this series, they have to win it in 6. They cannot win it in 7. The Golden State is not losing at home. They're not losing at home again in this series. It's just not happening. Impossible.
I mean, you said they wouldn't win game one. We were both wrong.
Well, I said they get one.
I did too. Yeah, you said you'd say they split, but you said it wasn't happening. They weren't winning game one.
Golden State is not losing a game 7. So I think if Boston wants to win this series, they have to do it in 6. They have to win the next two at their place. This is the bottom line. Yeah.
What we both agree on is that Golden State's in control, even though Boston has home court.
Are you sticking with Boston 7?
Yep.
And
I'm changing. You said don't overreact after a Golden State loss game one.
Well,
so no one should to this
fair
either.
Enough. Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, and I think there are people who are going to do that. I am not overreacting because I believe this was going to be the case anyway. I think Golden State's a better team, although I do think the Celtics will have a response because they have that. They're tough mentally, right? So they're going to have a response. I just think Golden State and Steph are going to be
too
much.
You got to keep in mind, too, Klay Thompson has not been that dude at all.
But you know what, though? He shows up.
Except in closeout games.
Yeah, like, he's going to show up, bro. You're getting a 30-point game.
But Ben is right. Like, during these series, it's them legs are getting to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's true. It's very true. I don't know what the hell's going on with Klay Thompson. I was watching that game last night, and I was like, it might be time to have that talk about Klay Thompson, man. Because in these playoffs, if you just take out those explosive games, like in the closeouts, like nobody else would get that kind of minutes shooting as poorly as he is, you know? And it's not like something's fundamentally or structurally wrong with his jump shot. They're just not going in.
Even though he's still smart positionally from a defensive standpoint, he's lost like 2 steps athletically. He cannot stay in front of folks anymore.
Yeah, they're smoking layups, man. Anyway, Warriors went convincingly 107-88. This series is tied at 2 apiece. Game 3 Wednesday, I believe, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, moving on to the next. Mike Miller will be the next great sports agent, cap or no cap?
I'll let you go first here. You wrote on this. And we talked to Windhorst. He mentioned this.
Yeah.
You asked him about it.
Look, I'll say no cap. Wrote about it today over at the Daily Memphian about Mike's sort of pursuit. We've talked about it here on the show in sports agencies. The president of Lyft Sports Management landed Paolo Banchero top three pick in the NBA draft. I'm assuming he's going to have a workout for Oklahoma City. Don't know if he will end up working out for Orlando. I think they've kind of made their mind up, but do expect him to be in the mix there, even at number two.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a guy like that, right, it's kind of obvious, but it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way, because if it goes well with Paolo, then Paolo's going to tell his other, like, he's going to recruit his guys, his friends, his upcoming studs to, hey, come with me at Lyft. Like, let's be on the same team, whatever, whatever. So if it goes well, it's one of those things that just begets more talent like him. And I have no reason to believe it won't go well, but it's not just Paolo. You got R.J. Hampton there. You got Wendell Moore Jr. and J.D. Davison, who both worked out for the Grizzlies last week. Both second-round guys, potentially first-round if they find a team that loves them. Yeah, I mean, look, it's. Do I think Mike's going to do this forever? I don't. That's going to be the only thing. If he's not, it's going to be because he moves on to something else. I don't necessarily know if he's a lifer like Rich Paul. It's a tough-ass business, man. He didn't have to do it. But if you're a, you know, if it goes well with Paolo and he has a good experience and he gets kinds of, you know, all these contracts and shoe deals and things like that, why not? Is kind of how I look at it.
So who's leading it these days? Is it Clutch? Like, who's considered
Clutch? You have XL. I think Josh would like Tandem. I think that's who he's with.
I think what's encouraging is that
TSE.
It felt like just a few years ago, Mike Miller was pretty set on coaching, right? Whether that was going to be an assistant and working his way up to a head coaching job, college, whatever else, but it felt like coaching was what he decided to do. Didn't feel like, right, this has been years and years of planning to be an agent. So you make the switch, the career switch here, and look at how successful he is so quickly. That's the thing. It's like, because of all those great relationships that he's got, and that's the thing about Mike that you know better than anybody, is that he's a relationship guy. He's able to quickly establish himself, even at, yep, you know, not at one point planning to do this necessarily, very recently. Felt, yep, like, again, he was in the coaching game. So that's the part that's occurred. The other part I would say is that relationship with LeBron. That's why I asked specifically about Clutch.
Yep.
Right, because when you got a relationship with him in what's a cutthroat business, mm-hmm, we get that.
Yep.
But let's be real, too. Like, LeBron and Rich Paul, they're buds. So when it comes to Clutch, hey, who you getting, who you going after, rather than,
absolutely,
the cutthroat nature,
no, you're exactly
it might necessarily,
right,
be. So that makes, yep, you, in terms of being a little bit more successful and your possibility being out there, right?
Yep.
You got that relationship even is helping you for a competitor. You,
sure,
know, that relationship with a competitor.
Sure.
So it, just the way it's set up,
yeah, like,
it feels like.
Yeah, like once upon a time.
And Mike's beloved, right?
Exactly.
And when you're beloved, that helps you too in terms of establishing new relationships.
No, I think you're exactly right. Like once upon a time, Mike Krzyzewski told Austin Nichols to stay at home, right? Like, just out of respect, you know, like, hey, like, I respect, you know, that you're considering Duke, but I think it's probably best for you to stay at home. I could see, like, Clutch and LeBron saying to a guy that maybe might matter more for Lyft than Clutch,
mm-hmm,
hey, you know, think it might work out better for you to be a face of Lyft than...
Exactly, and out of respect, making room for him. You know what, maybe not necessarily that, like, not to say that you ain't going to go after some that he's going after and you're going to try to beat him out, but also that, hey, you can come be successful on this block too, because we got mad respect for what you did, and we know LeBron's respect for Mike.
I do think there is an awareness.
So that can help you too.
Like, yeah. Like,
that might not help others.
Are we really going to go balls to the wall for this dude who's like Clutch's number one priority? Not, I mean, again, they're not, if they feel like they can get a guy, I don't think they're going to say, oh, we're not going to go after him. But I do think there's an element of picking your battles in a way too, that you can navigate and do so politically, and where the relationship is all love and everything. Because, yeah, like you said, like those are the big dudes, right? Clutch, I mean, that's where everybody wants to go,
mm-hmm,
at least historically. And there's some other, you know, again, some agencies that you know, are big in the industry. But, yeah, the interesting about Paolo is that he had a whole other agency doing his NIL deals. And he left them to go with Mike and Liv, which is, you know, I think it says a lot.
Were they doing those deals expecting to be the deal maker? I'm assuming.
Yeah, that probably was
interesting.
That was a system shock, I would assume.
If they didn't get him to sign that, then it's their loss.
Yep. But, yeah, I'll say, you know, as long as he wants to do it, he wants to be in for the long haul. I, at this point, like, why would you bet against him? I know that might make some people here, you know, feel a certain type of way. But I think having a guy like that in the city of Memphis, right, with the ties he's got, can only help the college program. That's what I believe. It can help you as much as you want it to. So I would say absolutely no cap. He wants to be the next great sports agent. I have no reason to believe he couldn't be.
Penny Hardaway will get three more players before the season starts. Cap or no cap?
Well,
you got five scullies, he said this morning.
I'm assuming that would be no cap because you just, why would you not fill them? You know, they don't roll over. I mean, you got to use them. So we already said they need probably one to two more guards. So that would take up two of those spots. And then if you can, you would like to have, I guess, one more sort of forward type who can play multiple positions.
Yeah, he said hybrid forward.
Yeah. So, I mean, is that guy out there that they can get? We'll see. I would not take guys just to take guys, though. I mean, I think that's the interesting dilemma that you're going to find here this late in the game. Like, I would not just take warm bodies to fill scholarships, right? Because, like, you don't want guys coming in here feeling like, oh, I'm going to play, and then they don't, and you already have guys.
Oh, yeah. And people have mentioned, too, if IARP is coming down and you feel like a scholarship reduction is going to be part of that.
Right.
You're probably looking at it from that angle as well. Maybe I don't fill two of them expecting some cutbacks on scholarships. Maybe it's two, maybe it's not.
The question is, of the three,
I think that's valid.
How many will be impact players? I think that's the interesting question. You know?
Well, you need at least two of them to be, as far as I'm concerned. With as much shooting as you've lost following the departure now of Les Quinones,
sure,
who he admitted he was, I think he used mildly, but he said he was surprised about.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would tell you, because again, the information said stay.
Well, there was an understanding that he was staying, and then that understanding changed.
But again, it's also part of what you're selling, guys going to the league, so you can't sit up here and...
Yeah, no, it's like you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth with that one. So you got to kind of put on a smile and say, good luck, Lester. Hope you kill it, even though you're like, damn, dog.
But that's why, to your point, you've been planning for him to be in. That's why it's more of a blow, because it's affected who you've gone after.
100%. So to me, it makes getting a guy like Curran Walton an absolute, it makes it imperative, you know.
And I heard it. It should be high-level urgency, right?
And you should be able to get a guy like that, right? Like, you have such a...
He was just at Texas Tech this weekend. Yeah, I mean, he's wanted by
others.
That's
a mass exodus at Texas Tech, though. You know, do you really?
Well, that's what they do, though, right? Isn't that what it always is there? Constant flipping of transfers.
Where would you rather play, at a rebuilding Texas Tech team or a team in Memphis that's got some talent coming back?
When I look at Kendrick Davis, it's easy for me to sit up here and tell you, well, Memphis is the one, right? But when you look around, and, man, we just lost our lights. Everybody good?
I have no idea.
I think we're still on air.
Yeah, I think we're still on
air. We are sitting here in the dark.
What is that? Is that the okay?
Yeah, we got a generator.
I felt like Gary Parrish for a minute. You know that may be doing the show in the complete dark.
But we asked the question with Kendrick Davison whether IARP and a potential postseason ban is a question. You know, again, it would be similar if you're talking about, you know, anybody, in this case, Kerwin, you would have the same question. Maybe it matters more to him. Maybe he's more concerned. Again, Memphis is operating like they feel pretty good about it, like no postseason bans coming down. But we talked to Kendrick Davis, who said, yeah, you know, I want to play in a tournament, and it would, you know, be unfortunate if they didn't. Those guys that you don't have in the fold, yeah, that may matter to more than others. So you would hope, though, that when you go back, you've lost Lester, you put the full court press. And he's slapping the full court press on now with the need greater. You would hope that you can pull him in with, you tell him the problem. Let's be real. You can promise him minutes in a starting position, pretty much.
You can like promise I know coaches
will,
everything.
Coaches will tell you they don't make promises. But in this case, where you've got those open, that wing and two position, you need a guy like him coming in. Because remember, you brought Elijah McCadden in. You have to believe to come off the bench to be that sixth man he was at Georgia Southern.
I would prefer
not
that.
Not to be a starter.
Yes.
That was the plan when you believed you had Lester Quinones in the fold.
Yes.
So you need starters.
Yeah, so you think they can find two starters this late in the game?
I hope so. You know, again I don't doubt Penny Hardaway's ability to do that.
You don't give...
Because, again, he can go up and turn it. We've seen him come in late into so many recruitments where we've said, yeah, but the whole country's in. And then win those. Penny can come in late. So, yeah, you'd have to believe.
You don't give Johnny Money any chance possibly of being a starter?
I hope so. I'm just saying, I'm going off what Penny said this morning in terms of numbers. But John, he needs shooters.
Yep.
So if Jonathan Lawson has already proven or will prove that he's going to be a great shooter, again, with what left out of here, Quinones, Lester, Lester Quinones, Nolly Tyler, if Jonathan can prove that early on, he's going to play. He's going to play right off the bat. Because, again, it's even more imperative when you've got a guy like Kendrick Davis, you need those shooters to be able to spot up, hit shots, because he's going to draw so much attention. Will be so much easier,
right? The game will be easier offensively when you've got a guy like Kendrick Davis. What you need, though, are those guys that can space the floor and knock down shots.
Yes, agreed.
Right now, you got like one of those. It's yes, Kendrick.
And that's a lot to ask, you know?
Unless you're looking again, I would tell you like last week, unless he's looking at Jaden and saying, well, this is his year.
Look, you got to get Kerwin Walton. Like, that to me is like
the... Need a shooter who had a great shooting season his freshman year in North Carolina.
And he needs a rehab tour like oxygen. Where is he going to get, like, what situation is he going to step into the most minutes at? It's Memphis, you know. And, by the way, the competition in the Big 12 is pretty stiff, you know. Like, if I'm him, I don't want to go to, like, a tough-ass conference again. I just lost my role at a tough-ass conference. ACC and the Big 12 are the best conferences in America. Like, I want to take a step down. I want to get back to being the player I was 2 years ago, and I want to do it at a league where I feel like I can maybe take over a little bit more. Like, that's just part of it. Mm-hmm. You're trying to prove yourself. It's easier to do that when the competition is lesser. It's just a fact. Mm-hmm. So, and then you're playing with a guy like Kendrick Davis, who you feel like can set you up. Like, I think that's a real. It's kind of like the Ja effect, right? And to a lesser degree, it's like, but you want to play with a guy who you know will make you better and put you in certain spots. You know, Memphis didn't used to be able to sell this.
Well, there's one. You don't, to the question you asked me, don't you need two of the three to be significant contributors?
Yes.
You still need two
yes,
of the three to be significant.
Well, because look, you've got a lottery pick in KO. So that's set aside already.
Oh, you going off Yoda. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to roll with Yoda.
Y'all didn't see the smile.
So DeAndre, KO, Kendrick, Kerwin. You know, I mean, you can find a dude at the three, you know? Like, it might be on your roster. But I do think you got to get another shooter in here on some level. You know, Tyler, what's up? You know,
Tyler is at South Florida now, bro. That one's done.
Do you think?
I'm pretty sure he's like signed.
Do you think?
I think they announced him.
Do you think Penny wishes he could undo that?
Whether it's Tyler or Nolly,
yeah.
But again, at that point, I don't think you can fault him because he feels like I want a new backcourt. We don't know what he told Kendrick Davis to get him, right? But at that same time, he's getting Lester. He feels like he's in good. Lester's coming back. You got Kendrick. At that point, he's feeling like he's okay. He's going to go add Caleb Murphy,
yep,
and he's going to be fine. But, again, that Lester one, that's why this it was such a blow. Some folks look at it, just see the production, and say, oh, well, yeah, Penny can get through it.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's that he's been a part of your program, but more importantly, you'd been planning for him to be a part of it.
Yep.
So the way you'd built this team is that with him as a piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
So it becomes more difficult in terms of building.
It's just a fact. It's an absolute fact.
But, I mean, if anybody can do it, it's Penny.
Yeah, he's going to fill that roster out. How many impactful players that involves, that is the piece that sort of remains to be seen. But like you said, it's tough to bet against Penny Hardaway.
And then finally, Deshaun Watson will be suspended for the entire season. Cap or no cap?
That story just keeps getting worse.
So Baker Mayfield's going to end up being their starting quarterback all through the year, isn't he?
That's why they didn't train him. Because they must have had, they had to have an inkling that more was coming. For this season, Deshaun Watson's only 26. This is a long term trade that they made.
100%.
That's why they gave him the money that they gave him. Like, they're clearly committed to him long term, and they're willing to even if that means he won't play this year. Like, I don't think he's going to play this year. I think that this story continues to get worse and worse by the day. There's another lawsuit, 24th. It's not even funny. 24 lawsuits have been filed against Deshaun Watson right now. And the latest comments from his lawyer on an Odyssey station, I guess it was in Houston, Bennett. Was it a Houston show? Or
yeah.
Cleveland? Okay,
yeah.
Houston. Said that happy endings are legal. I mean, so... I don't even know if that's true, by the way. I don't know that is a fact. I've never propositioned one. But
I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah.
In terms of that comment.
Yeah, but the problem is that Deshaun Watson was going to touch it and did, according to 24 different women, asked for that. And, the NFL cannot. The NFL is so image sensitive, right? Especially, they have the In Racism brands on their helmet, mm-hmm, and the end zones last season said, you know, stand up to racism, all that. Like, they have become, you know, 15 years ago, I would say, all right, probably he's going to just start week one. But I don't think this guy can play. I don't think they can politically have this guy out there on the field with 24 open sexual assault lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
No chance. So, no,
we will not see Deshaun Watson play football this season. It will be a year-long suspension.
Yeah, at one point I thought, okay, maybe he'll get, you know, four games. So, no, it's going to six. No, maybe this will be an eight. To where you feel like now, just as more starts to come out and it just gets worse and worse looking. And these victims tell their stories publicly. Like, that's the thing about it. We've seen, was it Real Sports? Well, like, we've seen these victims come out now. I think with Soledad O'Brien. And now you're putting a face on it, and it's different.
Yep.
Like, again, when you saw the video in the Ray Rice deal, when you see the victim and the victim crying and looking genuine, the NFL almost have – what would they look like just marching this guy back out there? They have to make a statement, and it feels just like more and more, as more is leaked out and more cases pile up, that statement's going to be – have to be you're out for a year. I mean, I'm there to that point where it feels like it. And, again – Cleveland's put itself in a position where you've got Baker on that final year of the rookie deal.
And they also signed Jacoby Brissett as well. So even if you wanted to sit Baker out or cut him, you've got Brissett there who started games last year for the Dolphins.
I was going to say Baker could get you to a playoffs
right.
with what's around him. Jacoby could not.
The question is,
they could still make the playoffs without Deshaun, not with Jacoby.
The question is, for Baker, would he do it? Would he step up and I think he should.
He has to, because it's the end of a contract year. They got you, right? You need to.
But what if he gets hurt?
There's that, but you need to fall in line too, and almost in like we've seen, bet on yourself. You need to show the NFL.
I agree.
You know, stop talking to the media and everything else and about why you've been done wrong, and just play well for your next contract. It's almost, he almost needs to just shut up and fall in line, play ball, and prove it again.
Charles Robinson from Yahoo said on a podcast the other day.
He's still a trade piece too.
He said, personally, now seeing how this is all gone, I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's a year. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets suspended in 1 year. I wouldn't be shocked by that at all. I think deep down the Browns are probably bracing for the worst. And they made this deal probably knowing that, right? Mm-hmm. You don't make this trade.
But the question is, though, John, here's the thing for the Browns that you have to ask yourself, and I agree with you, they made it for the long term. But when you still see, like, the stories piling up and more victims coming forward, they gave him all that guaranteed money, the most ever.
That's the piece.
Like,
of it,
so there's parts of this that they act like they investigated. We all had our doubts.
Sure.
But there could be more, and that's what I'm saying. You've already guaranteed him this money.
Look,
so this decision to be all in on him.
Exactly. There could be more.
Gets worse and worse by the day that more falls out.
By the way,
more comes out.
There could be more that haven't happened yet.
I thought there were, when we had the one case, I said, surely with Deshaun Watson, this is how wrong I was. Surely that's it.
It was one of your worst.
It's like, surely. Like, this, he's got one case, okay? He's a good dude. He's given a part of his salary to Houston workers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Remember, through the storm, everything. So wrong. You don't know.
We have no
idea. And my point is that Cleveland doesn't know either, because I doubt they really dug in.
Well, and you're investing in a man. You're not just investing in a football player. You're investing in somebody that represents your franchise and your brand. And just because, even after he gets through all of these lawsuits.
My man had an issue.
No doubt.
He clearly needed this.
An addiction.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. You got to hope he gets through the addiction.
Right.
There ain't any promise of that.
Exactly. That's the other piece of this. Like,
but you've given him the guaranteed money.
Yeah. Yeah. Our power just continues to flicker. But yeah, man, it's a crazy story. I do not anticipate seeing Deshaun Watson in a Cleveland Browns uniform next season. But he's only 26. And he will eventually suit up for the Browns. All right. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. There's a LeBron James triple logo card that's gonna fetch a lot of money coming up here soon. There's a certain celebrity, certain star that wants to get his hands on it. We'll get into that and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook, because throughout the finals, FanDuel's giving new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, so much more. Plus, you combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same-game parlay. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on all the action. Join today with promo code JSmith, again, J-S-M-I-T-H, and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. That's the great thing about FanDuel Sportsbook. They're always giving you a bunch of great wins, great ways to win, and great promos. Make every game feel like Game 7 with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Bring home the bacon with the Sonic Bacon on Bacon Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoke sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time, only at Sonic.
When it comes to your career, do you feel like it's time to get off the bench? Perfecto Staffing can get you a great job today. You're a great player searching for a great team. We'll match you and your skill to find the best job for you. Bring home $15 to $20 an hour. Jumpstart your career with Perfecto Staffing. Call 901-590-3245 or visit perfectostaffing.net right now.
Kathy, is it true State Farm turns 100 this year?
June 7th.
Ooh, my birthday. So I still get the Steve Connolly rate?
You know it's not the Steve Connolly rate. State Farm has surprisingly great rates for everybody to fit their budget.
Mm. Hey, for your great rate, call Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, 901-767-7744.
I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
At Wendy's, we make breakfast better, like with our Breakfast Baconator. Better from top to bottom bun. Savory sausage patty, better. Crispy oven-baked bacon, better. Fresh cracked egg, better. The Breakfast Baconator might just be the greatest breakfast sandwich of all time. So you can keep settling for not better, or you can get a better breakfast from Wendy's. Tough choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's better breakfast.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The smoke is back at Church's. Our $6 Smokehouse Chicken Meal is a juicy half chicken served with mashed potatoes and a honey butter biscuit. All that for just $6, but not for long. Church's, welcome to the great state of flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. That's why they call her the master of moolah, the sultan of savings, the queen of cash. And now, also with Xfinity Internet, you can get unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment, and a free Flex 4K streaming box included with a 2-year rate guarantee and no term contract. All for just $30 per month when you add an Xfinity mobile plan at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New fast internet 300 megabits per second customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Wing Guru has big news. 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness is now available at the new Summer Avenue Food Hub. Midtowners and downtowners, we're now serving you. Just go to summerfoodhub.com or delivered by Grubhub, DoorDash, or Uber. The Wing Guru.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Summer is upon us, and that means it's time to seize the moment and start enjoying the great outdoors, being active, or hitting the beach, which makes it the perfect time to stop by and let us find you your perfect pair of shoes for the summer. Scale steep hills, run that 5K, walk that mile, or conquer whatever summertime activities you want to take part in, all while wearing the perfect shoes. And we haven't forgotten about the kids either. At New Balance Memphis, we'll get them equipped for summer camp or whatever adventures they take on. Don't spend the summer in uncomfortable shoes. Come to the New Balance Memphis store. Our fit specialists take precise measurements of your feet and analyze how you walk and run to determine your foot size, shape, and gait so that your shoes fit perfectly. Stop by the New Balance Memphis store today, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say we can have you shipped to your new job nearly overnight. Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. The people who refuse to make trade-offs in life. They're the ones who proudly say no to living on someone else's terms and schedule. And when it comes to insurance, they find the savings they need to keep driving. And with savings of up to $1,044 per year when you switch to Direct Auto, you too can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com or find a store near you. Data from August 2021 new customer survey. Savings if any vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
When Jason made the switch
last month, what y'all think he drove off the lot listening to? PM Dawn.
Memory Bliss of You.
Y'all already know. Did they have some other hits than this one, though?
You ask me that every time.
I know, because
like
it's such
three
a,
hits. Yes.
It's such a fascinating window into history.
The point is not their songs.
It's not
the point
their songs.
Here is Homer Skelton.
Oh, yes, of course. But, yes, if you want to make the switch, you're going to want to put on some PM Dawn when you roll off the lot, right? They got them all down there on the lot. They got more than three. They got so many cars, so many different brands.
Right.
They got the Grand Cherokees. They got the Ram 1500s, the Grand Wagoneers. Jason got the Grand Cherokee, and he is loving life right now. Deals on deals. Go see our man Check down at Homer's Gun Crash Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington.
Yep, just don't get to drive it anymore because the wife loves it too. Now I got to go get another one. It might be a minute, though. For you, doesn't have to be a minute. That's why you got to get out to 7661 U.S. Highway 51 North. If you were in the market for a car, you got to get one like I did, had one break down, then you would be a fool not to at least get out there, test drive, check out the lot, whatever it is. I promise you, you're going to love it, whatever your priorities are. And I've told you mine were low mileage, wanted a nice 7-year warranty if I could get it, and Shaq got it for me. Told you all the salesmen out there, my guy Brian Hughes, know everything about every car that's on the lot. So things you won't know and you shouldn't, right? You're coming in. You're looking to make a deal. You don't know these cars inside and out like they do. They've got all the information on them. Like I said, they're going to make you the best deal in town. That's why you got to go see for yourself how they're just a bunch of normal guys in the car biz changing lives like they did mine, four tires at a time.
All right, so a couple of other things that Penny talked about today. I guess it was like the Liberty Bowl golf tournament
before
the freaking torrential downpour started out there.
That's really bad, huh?
I took a peek out there. Your window's down. Not that it's going to matter to the Ukrainian tank, but it's going to be a wet seat. When you get back in that thing.
Man, you reminded me of Ukraine and its valiant effort this weekend against Wales.
Shout out to Ukraine, man. We were actually watching that. Were you watching that game, Jay Bennett?
I was.
World Cup qualifier.
It was a World Cup qualifier. They were one win away. And basically they got unlucky with the Gareth Bale free kick that went off of their best player for an own goal. What are you going to do? That's just unlucky.
And the Wales goalie had like 9 saves and a bunch of them were
guy was like the best goalie on the planet.
A couple of them were unbelievable.
Like, you just couldn't even, yeah.
You wanted it for the people of Ukraine, real talk.
They had a million chances, though.
Who Wright Thompson point out that he pointed out beforehand, I guess he's there. He's been sort of writing about this for ESPN. By the time the World Cup rolls around, there might not even be a Ukraine, was his point.
Ugh.
The coach went out and tried to enlist at 60-something in the Ukrainian army, where they said, "Coach, we love you to death, but there's nothing you can do for us. Here's your job. Go get this team to the World Cup."
Wow.
That's what they told the coach.
Wow.
Who tried to enlist in their army. I mean, it was an unbelievable. It's hard not to get wrapped up in the story once you heard it, right?
Well, it's the way
those guys were fighting.
Like, how do you, like, to me, it's like, yes.
Their nation's under siege.
It's a lot to expect, like, Ukraine to play. But how do you expect, like Wales is like, they want to get to the World Cup, too. But they got to go through you.
It had been years.
They haven't been like 64 years.
I saw that, right? It had been forever.
And they got to beat you to go to the World Cup. That's a tough spot, you know?
Yeah.
That's a tough spot. It was a heartbreaking scene yesterday. Because you know those Ukraine guys want it so bad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Some of them, to that point, had been some of the guys who had gone off, dropped off their daughters and their wives, right, and then gone back. And again, their duty to their country at this point was to get their soccer team to the World Cup.
Well, to be one
came
win
up
away,
just short.
They should be very proud of that.
100%, dude. They hadn't lost in the whole quad going up to it. They were on a run.
Yeah. So now it's this to wrap up the World Cup segment of the show. It's England, United States, Wales. Who's the fourth team? Is it Iran? Do we know?
You know not to look at me for that one.
I was hoping our fill-in producer here would have...
Why? That shouldn't be on Bennett. That's a lot of... Again, we were flowing there until you start.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.